Welcome to Seeing Into Being Summit, spiritual insights and stories to awaken the golden age in your heart, mind, and daily life.
Om Shanti, dear Sister Mohini, and very, very warm welcome to Seeing Into Being. So nice that you can join today and talk to the whole family. Welcome.
Om Shanti, thank you.
So, as you know, we want to go to Golden Age with you. Baba made us promise we will all go together and spend the cycle together, but certainly we're looking forward to be together in the Golden Age. And, you know, this whole program is so wonderful because we're really exploring different facets of the Golden Age view from different points of views. And I was wondering for you, when we say Golden Age, are there any specific memories or any specific experiences that you had in your Brahmin life that really come to mind often to you as a way to recreate that state of being in the Golden Age? Any special experience that you remember that you really like to go back to from time to time?
I think there will be many beautiful qualities in consciousness, but there will be two which comes in my mind. Immediately, one is kind of fullness within. That means there is no emptiness, there is no dark corner. You know, it's like fully blossomed and sparkling and, you know, internally like, you know, fullness. And because of the purity, that fullness, the experience, because in Golden Age, one will never feel that anything is lacking, anything missing, or fears, or concerns, or, you know, wasteful thinking, and because all that will be absent because of the energy of Sato there. Because when there is Sato energy, there is fullness within the soul. It has very, very beautiful feelings of, one of the important quality I find in that fullness is love. That there is so much love. In a very, very natural way, loving nature, loving drishti, loving, it's like caring, very loving and caring nature. So, whenever I experience that stage of that fullness, you know, I feel that, you know, it's like there is total experience of total peace, total hope, especially hope, you know, or courage. Some of those qualities which are required, it feels very, very natural when there is fullness. And that fullness is, I call it, stage of Sato, Sato Pradhan stage, which will manifest ourselves, relationships, everything. We look at the nature with love. We do everything with lot of love. That's what I feel will be the experience there in Golden Age.
From time to time, Baba makes us perform a drill, going through different stages, soul world and Golden Age and Brahmin state and everything. When Baba brings us to the Golden Age or to the experience of the Golden Age, what usually, beside those fullness, those experiences that you just described, the fullness and love, what are the visualizations or the elements that you bring into your mind to trigger that state of Sato Pradhan state of the deity when Baba asks us to now go to the Golden Age and experience the Golden Age? Anything that comes to your mind to trigger that state of Sato Pradhan state?
It's deep harmony with the nature. Because, you know, when you will look around and the feeling of harmony and, you know, total harmony, I think is when there is total harmony, that means all the elements will be in their best, in this air, water, fire, like everything will be so much into harmony and will be more into like life support, you know, this experience of being with nature. where Baba talks of that how everything will be very, very beautiful and there will be spring. And so whenever I look around and I see that how there will be, you know, birds singing in the morning and peacock dancing and beautiful gardens, and even our own life will be very much in harmonious. It won't be like here we have our routine of the day and we have, you know, fixed hours for certain hours, deadlines. But in golden age, everything will be special. So we wake up in the morning with beautiful music, birds singing, and when we open eyes, then there is sunrise. And when we, you know, stroll around, we will go in the morning, the flowers and grass and everything, the nature will be very, very beautiful. And just imagine that it's not hot, not it's cold, it's beautiful weather. And everything around it, just beautiful harmony, as if it's, everything is in a big song, you know, kind of inner song, which is playing of love and harmony. So the beauty which I am thinking of and I experience, here we have time, but sometimes we don't observe beauty. But in golden age, we will have enough time to walk around, to look at the beauty of nature. That appreciation, I think that beauty which comes in my mind about fruits, about flowers, about gardens, and way people will be walking, talking, their interaction will have such a beautiful feeling of divinity. Royalty is another quality which comes in my mind. It is not just beauty, but everything will be so royal, so graceful, and so much dignity. You know, respect towards each other, respect towards nature. So these qualities, you know, will be very obvious in our life. So that's what I'm thinking.
It's beautiful, and it's fascinating, I think, no, how we can understand these notions of beauty, royalty, dignity. Today we understand them as a mean of self-comparison. We know something is beautiful because not everything is beautiful here, and then we find, oh, this is beautiful compared to something which is not so beautiful. Have you thought about how we experience the beauty in golden age when we don't have a comparison with anything? There's no like, oh, this is nice golden age. Remember in iron age, that was so ugly. Now it's so nice. There won't be any of these references. So how would we experience beauty, you know?
I think you don't need to have contrast to experience beauty, because one of the innate quality of the soul is love for beauty. And because of our innate qualities are, you know, there, so it's a very different experience. It's not, see, when you have contrast, then you have both sides. It's beautiful, it's ugly. But there it will be only beautiful, no? And that's a state of mind sometimes I try to create within myself, where I don't have to think of in contrast. Like, if I have faith, there's no fear. No, I don't want, I just want just one side, you know, one experience. And that's where I find the stage of perfection. When you move towards stage of perfection, you want to be consistent in that. You don't want to think of contrast, you know. So I think because here also one of the speciality which we all are acquiring is to just look at beautiful things, just do beautiful things, say beautiful things, because we are acquiring those sanskars. So in golden age, it will be not only natural, but that will become our innate quality of appreciating that beauty. So it's not necessary to have contrast, but one can, you know, because of connecting from innate quality, I think that beauty will be in the sense of everything you see is healthy, and, you know, animals, birds, fruits, everything. Like today we have so many bacteria and so many, you know, so I don't think there is need to have contrast to appreciate beauty. But everything will be very, very healthy. No, very much free from anything lacking, anything disease. So I think innate qualities of us of confluence age will help us in golden age to just experience that, you know. And I think, at least for myself, I'm trying to create that here too, in my consciousness, that I always see everything beautiful, you know, in the sense of whatever is not beautiful, I delete it. I don't pay attention, but only see whatever is beautiful, beauty in people, beauty in nature, you know. So we are creating those sanskars of seeing beauty from now.
I find it very interesting the way you connect the state of awareness of beauty in the golden age with a practice. When you say you are making that awareness grow in yourself of seeing beauty constantly, it's fascinating that connection between looking at the golden age and then going back to what we are today, and as if we are being inspired by the qualities of the golden age to develop our qualities today. That's a part of the process, I guess, of creating the golden age.
If first it has to be, have to experience golden age, create that in my consciousness from now, then it will be, for me, I will relate to golden age. So, vibrations, like today I've been thinking, Lord, that even one thought which is not useful or ordinary, then vibrations change completely. So I feel now I want to stay into that experience of vibrations of peace, powerful vibrations, and so that, at least for me, I'm looking for that stage more and more, so that when the soul leaves the body, the soul is in that experience, not only of subtle regions, but also of the golden age. Like Brahma Baba used to look at the picture of Sri Krishna and said, tomorrow I will be this. So I used to see on Brahma Baba's face a little child, and not like an old man, you know, very beautiful smile, and the way he will smile, like, you know, his enthusiasm, sparkle was like a little child. So I think that I had been also thinking that, oh, Brahma Baba always, always felt, this is what I will be tomorrow. This is what I will be tomorrow. I mean, in the sense of not just costume or anything, but as I said, very cheerful face, enthusiasm, and innocence, and wisdom. You know, all those qualities on his face were very visible. So when we looked at him, this was a great, you know, godly intoxication to see that now I am God's child, and in future I will be deity child. You know, so this, we have to create those sanskars from now, of thinking what I will be tomorrow, so that today I am able to inculcate what I will be tomorrow. So Baba connected very much with little baby Krishna with that way.
I feel like asking you the question, what's your relationship with golden age? In the sense, I'm sure the way you're thinking about it today must be different from the way you were thinking about it 60 years ago. How has it been growing into you? How has it been changing your views, your understanding, your relationship with this golden age? How has it been changing over the years?
I had been actually, I always say, even within the divine family or the family I stay with together, that in golden age there will be unity, there will be harmony, there will be respect. And I always say, if we are not able to be what we will be in golden age, then forget it that there will be golden age. So I always, my expectations and some or other my own understanding and relationship with others is of that same kind. And I, you know, I always want to create that, because I say that if we are not able to experience golden age now, then it's just our belief that there will be golden age, because that experience has to be there. And that's why when I meet people, I have a lot of love and good wishes all the time. I never have difficulty with any soul, whatever they are. I immediately have a lot of love and I say, this is how we will be and this is how it should be. Even if there are certain scars and difficulties, but I always, in my heart, keep always that loveful relationship, harmonious relationship, because I believe that golden age has to be experienced now. And if it's, even we know that at conference age is kingdom of God, or godly family. So now is family, then it will become kingdom. But there has to have experience. So in our small units, small places, I think, at least for me, that is to create that golden age right here, so that when we go to golden age, we know that, you know, in the sense that that feeling of creating golden age and being in golden age has to be now in our, through our drishti, through our behavior, interaction. That's how I always feel.
So how was your early days experiences of golden age? For some of us, it was quite graphic. You know, we just discovered that the lion will drink at the same pond as the lamb, and there will be birds and mangoes and everything. So I remember very young thinking more on a physical level, and then gradually we evolved. How was it for you in the beginning when you were hearing about golden age?
I think what had attracted me really was not figures and graph, you know, beautiful nature and all that, but what had always attracted me was inner, you know, like relationships and the way we do things and, you know, like always in the beginning also, like, you know, how I will wake up in the morning and what will be my feelings. I had been lot kind of, even in the beginning, it was more the feelings, you know, what will be feelings in golden age towards my own self, towards others, towards nature. At least for me, that's how I had seen golden age. Even when Baba talks of palaces of gold and decorated and with diamonds. But I feel that the nature, you know, because all whatever metallic minerals are there, like gold, silver, you know, when everything destroys, they all become part of the dust. So the dust will have gold, dust will have silver. Everything is not that, how can you live in the palaces of gold? Because once I was in Mexico and they put me in a room of a very, very wealthy person. He had a hotel. And everything was painted in maple gold. Table, chair, everything. And I said, wow, can you bring some plants? Because I felt it so dull, you know. So, in golden age, everything will be natural. Even the gold will be part of the dust, you know. The bricks will have all the metals, and the same will be water, will have all the minerals. But because we have removed now everything from these elements, so gold is separate, silver is separate, so, but when we think of that ocean, waves of ocean, and even dust, gold dust coming towards, you know, it's very naturally it happening in many islands even now, when they discover some new islands. So for me it was always like that when everything will be within the nature. So even if Baba described the palaces of gold, how I saw it more like, because gold will be part of the dust, you know. So just imagine that how beautiful those bricks will be. And but basically what attracted me for golden age is, as I said, harmony. It's beauty and everyone in good mood all the time, always cheerful.
That would be a big change,
yeah.
Yeah, I like the way It's very good that you go a little bit into this, just a little detail about this gold dust, because many, I think, particularly Westerners, I guess, have technical questions sometimes about the Golden Age. We accept it with full faith early in Gyan, and then I think some of us sometimes start to question, well, how is it really going to happen, and how is it possible? And I'm glad you're picking on that little point. And I have a big question for you, because I did ask quite a lot of tricky question to Brij Mohan Bhai about the technicality of Golden Age, and I knew it would be just interesting to see how he will respond to it. And of course, you responded very tactfully, saying that it may not be a good idea publicly to discuss the real happening of details in Golden Age, you know, how reproduction will happen, how this is possible, how will this work. Because he says you may have an explanation that not everybody will relate to and might create more confusion than anything else. So I think it was worthwhile to ask this question, because many were having those questions in mind. But if we move away from these little physical aspects of Golden Age, what do you think are the relevant ideas or issues that we should be really contemplating about Golden Age that would be very relevant for us as a family and as an individual to grow up, you know, in our Brahmin life? What do you see as being what we should really focus on when we really concentrate on the Golden Age?
I think one of the important thing which also creates is our drishti, you know, our vision towards one's own self. First, I have to see my own self into this worship-worthy form. Doesn't mean with crown and jewelry, but this whole feeling of sacredness, this feeling of purity, holiness, and so first it has to be towards one's own self. Then we look at everyone with that holiness, sacredness, and I think that will be the main, main atmosphere, the main quality in Golden Age, the sacredness, the purity and love and peace and happiness and, but also, whatever we will do, even if there will be certain systems, but everything will be in a kind of part of life, you know, they won't be separate systems, you know, but our lives will be very much structured, our routine, very, very natural way, you know, in the sense of wake up very natural, then we'll have breakfast together as a big family or as many around us, and it's like a life which has work and pleasure together in a natural way. Not that we have to take vacations and visit some places, but there will be natural feeling of holidays and holy days together. That's what coming to my mind.
That gives us the taste of going there. And, you know, we cannot resist but asking you the question, since you've been trans-messenger for so long and we know you had so many wonderful experiences in such a region. Did you receive many visions in your early days of Golden Age, or like very, you know, visual experiences in your trance experiences in your early days?
There were, but I don't know, at that time we thought they were Golden Age, but yes, we saw beautiful birds, beautiful gardens, beautiful fruits, and, you know, basically those things we used to see. But that time, at least I didn't see it. I used to see that, oh, it's in subtle regions, then, but one of the most interesting thing was, which I loved, was vision of Sri Krishna, you know. That was something very fascinating for me. The beauty and the divinity in a person, which attracted me very much. And after that, my attraction, you know, physical attraction, I just keep that attraction of Sri Krishna in front of me, and there is nothing really attracts, nothing physical, because that divinity which was in that person. So I know that, yeah, I used to see many things, but they were, as I am describing, more gardens and fruits and not much.
What do you think is missing in us at the moment to bring that golden age a little bit closer? Baba has been saying to us so many times, time is waiting for you, you know, everything is ready except you. When we look at the world today and we see there's so much sorrow, so much pain, so much chaos, I think we have the desire that the world should change. What do you work on, or what do you feel is the need for making that new world come a little bit faster than it is at the moment?
I think we have to, the spiritual love, happiness, forgiveness at this time especially. I think of today's world is of course very, very far, extreme into Kalyu. And so even drop of that, you know, in the sense of, there are so many problems, so much violence all over the world. So I think it's very important to create this feeling of togetherness, oneness, harmony, love, peace. I think we have to keep sharing that message with everyone so that we can be together in harmony, together in peace, together happy, you know. That's what is most important. And then, of course, it's the purity and the sattvagun.
So you think we have to really focus more on creating that golden age state and awareness now, collectively as well?
Definitely, it's important, right? Even our places, whether at home or our service places, should have that feeling where simplicity and abundance and generosity, sharing, caring, you know, those kinds of feelings are very important. Where there is abundance but no wastage, there is prosperity, there is no fear of what's going to happen in the future. This total trust, operating with that trust is something very important, so that the nature will cooperate, everyone will cooperate, if we have trust.
Mm-hmm. My last question, maybe before we ask you to take us into a state of experience. Many, I think, sometimes we wonder a little bit how is this going to happen, you know, in terms of, yes, there will be destruction, there will be chaos. Baba has been mentioning about nuclear bombs, about calamities, civil war. And do you sometimes wonder how this whole process will happen and how this perfection will happen on Earth? Is it something that you sometimes think about?
I have visited some places immediately after big storms. And I find that even on the ground there are fallen trees and branches, some roofs have leakages, and but there is a kind of calmness which I found after storm. It was very quiet, very calm, and some different kinds of very good feelings were there. It was not feeling of like, you know, what's this and all that. I realized that maybe in the end, when everything will happen, some kind of that quietness which will be experienced, and so from that quietness, the cleansing, the whole thing of clearing and creating will begin, I think. But the first there will be experience of some kind of calmness, which I felt few times. Baba talks about that some souls leave body. So there is dead silence, there is very deep silence. There is no sorrow, no crying. So we experience with Brahma Baba also. When he left body, I felt such deep silence. So I think that's what will happen. There will be, even there will be in the end like screams and cries, and but after that there will be quietness, lot of silence, and from that experience then another creation will begin from that quietness. And I think that somewhere deeply within that, faith in God will emerge a lot too. So quietness in the atmosphere and faith in God, I think these will be two main qualities by then we will start building from there.
Fascinating. Okay, so I know we can talk about this for hours, but maybe going into an experience will also, you know, allow us to go closer to what you've been referring a few times to the feelings towards Golden Age. So could you take us into a little meditation for a few minutes and sharing some of your thoughts regarding those feelings towards the Golden Age?
At this time, I look at full moon, bright, shining. And if it's smiling, cheerful. So full light. The soul in total full light. No eclipses, no dark spots. It's like full moon. And from this stage, there is very, very deep inner happiness, contentment, peace. In each person, there will be experience of these qualities. And this is what will be shared. So the vibrations, the atmosphere will be very light. Enthusiasm will be very natural quality. Friendliness, lightness, love. Feelings as if we are so much together. No divisions, no conflict. Soul as self-sovereign, master. Everything at command. Everything lovely, beautiful. Stage of perfection, Satguni stage. Total freedom. Divinity in the air also. Everything nurturing. Sustaining, abundance, compassion, kindness, as if there is total harmony, total harmony. Understanding, communication with love through drishti. We will share everything, even without speaking. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, dear Sasamani, and thank you so much. I feel that we created, or you created, diamond thoughts from the diamond age too. Bring them into the golden age. So thank you so much for sharing. I think it's always fascinating to journey with you in your mind to explore understanding, awareness, feelings. So thank you so much. It was really, really interesting and beautiful experience. We're just ready to go to golden age now.
So yes, we are. Okay. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti to you from everyone. Om Shanti.